Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome into ESPN Upstate Inside the Ropes. My name is Lonzo, along with Patrick Brown and Josh Swords. Ton of stuff to get to this week. We are first going to start with UFC 239. Patrick, man, what a card this was.
Man, the past two or three UFC events have just been out of the park, legitimately and truly. Like, not just one or two fights that kind of sold the show. Like, even the undercard was good.
Definitely. And, we could go fight by fight on this, but we're just going to talk about the top three. And every one of these fights were interesting. There wasn't anything boring about this card at all. Let us start with the fastest TKO in UFC history. 5 seconds. The lead up to the fight between Jorge Masvidal and Ben Askren was one of those where a lot of bad blood, a lot of things said. You got a wrestler against an all-around fighter. You thought it was going to go a great distance. It went 5 seconds. I don't think there's anyone out there that hasn't seen the results of this fight, because let's face it, it only takes 5 seconds to see.
Yeah, I mean, I remember going back to a wrestling thing where Paul Heyman was talking about how Ronda Rousey's UFC fights would be available on Vine, because Vine was a thing that you could only record 6 seconds. Well, now everyone can just watch that and just go, oh, that actually happened, and continue scrolling and everything's fine. This was probably one of the more vicious knockouts I've seen in recent time. It was almost, whenever he did it, I almost kind of held my mouth, because I was like, I'm worried about the guy he hit. Like, I'm excited that he won and all that, but I'm legitimately concerned about him, because that's a straight knee, full force to the head.
You know, here's the thing. You know, I was rooting for Askren. I always root for wrestlers anyway. Mm-hmm. But what happened, and it will take us longer to describe this than the actual fight, but Askren comes in at the bell and he goes to shoot. His head is down. Masvidal runs across the octagon, jumps up in the air with a flying knee, hits him in the side of the head so hard that he flips over him almost. And when Ben Askren, when he hits the ground, his head is turned sideways. Mm-hmm. And I thought he broke his neck. I really did. And my family and I were watching like, oh my God, he broke his neck. And the fact that the camera crew went away from him, and you could see all the paramedics and everything coming in, and they obviously were concerned, which you should be every time there is a knockout. But the fact that they never would show him, did you notice that? They always mm-hmm. showed everybody else, but they wouldn't show him, had me worried that, man, he's either dead or he's paralyzed. I've never seen that happen. His head go sideways, a fighter's head go sideways like that and just hit the ground. That was a scary, scary moment.
Have they given updates on his situation yet?
Yeah, he's fine. He's already been interviewed and is still talking stuff about it, saying he got lucky, all that kind of stuff. And Masvidal has said, I don't like this dude. If I see him in Whole Foods, I'm going to go up and slap him, which I thought was hilarious.
I love that. That just adds so much.
And can we talk about, like, the controversy behind this as well?
Go ahead.
Which, like, him, you know, doing his little celebrations as soon as, like, he got, like, as soon as he knocked him out. Dude, it's fighting.
Yeah, but at the same time, listen. All right, so Masvidal is standing over top of his limp body doing celebrations. He knows how vicious that knockout was, and I get there was bad blood. And this, I usually don't have a problem. If he's doing that towards the cage, towards the crowd, I don't have a problem with it. But the medical attention, medical people needed him to get out of the way so they could attend to Askren, because people didn't know if he was permanently damaged. And I get the emotion of the moment, and it's a big deal beating someone at 5 seconds in anything. Mm. It is. But I think if he would have did those celebrations away from him, it would have been perfectly fine.
I had zero problem with those. And I guess it might be the different mentalities, but I'm tired of celebrations getting criticized. I mean, you saw it like over the World Cup. You see it everywhere where everyone celebrates whenever they do something, you know, at the highest level, and you do something impressive, and everyone goes, you shouldn't celebrate. You should be humble.
Well, I think the difference with that and this is like with the World Cup, there's a difference between like, you know, what's her name? Alex,
Morgan
doing the tea celebration versus like a guy who might be needing serious medical injury.
Okay, but he
help. Sorry.
He legitimately knocked him out.
Mm-hmm.
He slid over and he did like pounding the mat, like looking at him, and then he went away.
Okay.
And then he ran and then just did like a collapse thing to kind of like, you know, make fun of that a little bit. But I mean, for me, I'm just like, okay. What this isn't that bad.
I got to tell you, in most sports, I don't have a problem with celebration. And as I said, I don't have a problem with celebration here as long as he doesn't do it over him. And he did it over him. And what you're talking about, the flopping thing, that's kind of, you see all these fighters clash. And then afterwards, they if there's a fight like that, they legitimately are concerned about the well-being of the other fighter. He had no concern at all.
Because again, that, bad blood.
Yeah,
you know?
But even so, if you are my enemy and it's not a life or death situation. If it's a fight thing, if it's boxing or if it's a, you know, and you get seriously hurt, I'm going to be concerned for a couple of reasons. One, do you want that on your conscience that you killed somebody or that you maimed somebody or that you broke their neck and they'll be a paraplegic for the rest of their lives? I don't get that mentality. I just could not see myself being that way. I mean, I wrestled before in high school, played football, did a ton of sports, and love to win just as much or even more than most people. But when it comes to that, when he's laying prone there and not moving, I think he should have just a little more class. Not a lot of class, but a little more class than what he did.
I agree.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'll respect your opinion, but I like mine a little bit better.
Okay. And here's the thing. You know, despite what people say on other shows, everyone's opinion is exactly right.
Exactly.
Yes. It's an opinion. Opinion is not fact. It's opinion. All right. So let's move on to a couple other fights. The women's bantamweight championship between Amanda Nunes and Holly Holm. You know, I just got the feeling before this fight, I wanted Holly Holm to do well. And I think it was on last week's podcast, I talked about how I don't really like Nunes. But I thought it would be a better fight than what it was. And let's face it, right now, Nunes really doesn't have any real competition. She's getting challenged by boxers now and stuff like that, female boxers. But are we running into another time period like we were with Ronda Rousey where there wasn't enough good fighters that it made the person winning look even better than what they were? And who's going to come? Is there someone out there that's going to come along and dethrone Nunes?
See, I'm going to say yes and no at the same time. Because I feel like she's beaten some really good fighters to get to this point. Whereas Ronda Rousey, she kind of was the start of the division and stuff like that. And we really didn't have a lot of information about these fighters. I mean, Nunes has beaten a lot of great female fighters, including Holly Holm in this latest fight. But for me, we're getting to a point where she has no one left in her division. There are tons of talented female female fighters out there.
Well, let me correct you there. She has no one left in either because she holds two belts. There's no one in either weight class that can hold a candle to her.
The only person that I think could hold a candle to her is like three weight classes lower than her. And there's no way that she's going to be able to be brought up or Nunes going to be brought down to fight that fight. It's not going to happen. So for me, I'm looking at it, go, okay, she's probably going to be considered one of the baddest female wrestlers or fighter, excuse me, of all time. No doubt about that. But where does she go next? Who does she fight? And for right now, we have no answer.
Well, hopefully someone will step up eventually and it'll create another rousing moment
where she'll get beat and everyone goes, holy crud. Yeah. Like, I can't believe she got beat.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. And the final match of that night, John Jones versus Thiago Santos. First of all, John Jones is still a punk. He will always be a punk. And his post-fight interviews prove what a punk he is. Thiago Santos is a warrior in every sense of the word. Dude tore everything underneath his knee, ACL, PCL, meniscus, and still continued to fight and still had a chance to win the fight and actually kicked with that leg a few times. And after the match, it went the distance. After the match is over, John Jones had to be carried out. Mm-hmm. Thiago Santos had a little bit of help. John Jones had to be carried out.
Mm-hmm.
And Jones said, well, you know, they asked him why he didn't go down to the mat. And he's like, well, you know, I didn't think it needed to be. I thought I was winning. And that is the biggest load of crap I've ever heard. He didn't go down to the mat because he knew how bad his legs were. If he went down, he wouldn't be able to get back up.
No,
that's the reason why he didn't go down. And what really sucks about this more than anything is, and he won split decision, is that we're going to have to wait a year.
Maybe
probably,
more.
Probably for Santos to get back.
Yeah.
If there's, and you see this, injury is a part of sport, but you see this in a lot of things. If Santos is healthy, he wins that fight.
If Santos is even 50% more healthier than what he is right now, he easily wins that fight. Like, I'm not even joking about this. This is the most I've ever seen John Jones since Alexander Gustafsson, where he legitimately had a chance to lose the belt.
One thing that Jones said, probably in a moment of weakness before he remembered how arrogant he is, was that I guess he showed everybody a weakness. I'm going to have to fix that. And the weakness is his legs, because he was tearing his legs to pieces. That's the reason why he couldn't walk afterwards. And
do you think that's just age?
I don't know.
Jones is getting up there in age.
He, that's part of it. And the other part is maybe this has always been his weakness and people don't go to it enough. People want to go toe-to-toe with him.
Well, I think no one goes to it because he's so lanky. Legitimately, he is very tall. His legs are very skinny. So you try to take the legs out of him and you're worried about getting a shot to the face just easily by Jones. I think a lot of people were worried about that. In this fight, it was just like, nah, I don't care. He can punch me all he wants. I'm going to take out his legs. And he did a great job at it. I just wish he was healthy. If he was healthy, we would have a new champ.
All right. Earlier this week, we're recording this on a Saturday afternoon, as we usually do, by the way. Earlier this week, I had a chance to interview Booker T on Offsides with Mark Ryan. And Booker T said he's going out to cover for the first time ever. He's going to cover a boxing match, and he's really excited about it because he's a big boxing fan. He's going out to cover the Manny Pacquiao Keith Thurman fight coming up this week.
By the way, good fight.
And my question for you guys, did you know Manny Pacquiao was still fighting?
Yes.
Can I ask you, why is Manny Pacquiao still fighting? I mean, he's a nice guy and everything, but he's boring. And
no, I agree. I honestly think Pacquiao is still fighting to give the next generation names. Because when you fight Pacquiao, it's a bigger deal. Pacquiao's still in great health. He's still very much in great conditioning to continue to fight. And I think he legitimately wants to, but he also brings these guys who maybe the public don't really know a whole lot about him, but he's like, oh, by the way, I'm fighting this guy. You guys should take notice of him.
I get he's a name, but he's one of the few names in boxing that people know. So maybe that is what it is. I bet even Josh has heard of Manny Pacquiao.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, let's transition into some WWE. A lot of exciting things happening, including Extreme Rules, which we're going to do our picks on that in just a second. But first, we have talked about Heyman and Bischoff being installed over SmackDown and Raw. Mm-hmm. I want to say that we're going to talk about the Heyman-Bischoff effect. I want to say SmackDown is excellent right now. I think Bischoff is winning. What do you guys think?
I don't think any of them have touched anything, to be quite honest with you.
Oh, I disagree. I completely disagree.
You don't think the Kevin Owens promo?
No, the Kevin Owens thing happened because Vince wasn't there. Vince wasn't at SmackDown this week. So what better way to make sure like people would watch and people would listen than to go, oh, by the way, we're going to drop this pipe bomb. Which, by the way, what the heck are they doing with Kevin Owens? Is he a face? Is he a heel?
He is a face now. And, you know, you can read the National Enquirer and get your behind-the-scenes news about Vince not being there, because that's probably where you got it from. Come on, this was planned from the beginning.
Oh, I don't doubt it.
Now, if Vince has given control to them, then he's given control to them. Why does he have to be there?
No, I agree. But the thing is I don't think Bischoff or Heyman have stepped into their full roles yet, because Bischoff has now moved to Connecticut now. He's now in Connecticut. So
this, this is fine. That's what this is for. This is debate. And no, I think Josh is on my side. This has Bischoff, the Kevin Owens has Bischoff written all over it. This is a Bischoff thing, and it's a great move, turning KO face. I think you don't like it because you don't like face.
No.
You like KO. I mean, you like heels. You don't like faces.
No.
And KO as a face is excellent. This is a great move as long as they're consistent. And I think they will be consistent this time and leave him as a face for a length of time where he can actually establish himself.
That's my concern.
The only thing I worry about with it, I'm so excited for them to explore this side of his character. The only thing I worry about is I hope they don't make him a carbon copy of CM Punk.
No, I hope they don't make him a carbon copy of Stone Cold. Because I feel like they're going that way.
Because of the stunner? I don't think so. He can never have that persona. He's always going to be from Canada. You can't take that from him.
No, I agree. But like the thing is...
You can't be Stone Cold and be from Canada.
I agree
with
that.
You could be cold if you're from Canada, but you can't be Stone Cold.
I agree with that. But the thing is the only concern I have is that I've seen this before. I've seen it happen before. I've seen this numerous times. My problem is, are they going to stay with this and go, you know what, Kevin, we're going to trust you with this. Here are the bullet points that we want from the promo. Everything else is on you. All right. Trust the 20-year veteran.
Let me ask Josh this. Okay, so to me, everything that Kevin Owens said is what everyone is saying. And he mentioned all these wrestlers that are not on TV that everyone is saying, why aren't they on TV? I thought that was excellent.
It's definitely fan service, but like, it's good fan service. I think him coming out and saying that is exactly what we need in this product right now to kind of shake things up.
Okay. Okay. To shake things up. So you remember when the Authority came out and said that we control the show? Mm-hmm. Did that change anything?
No. And I'm not saying this.
Exactly. It didn't change a dang thing.
I'm not saying
that. Do you remember when Punk dropped that pipe bomb in Vegas? Remember that? Did anything change?
Well, you had
nothing. Changed
again. I disagree with you. I thought SmackDown was excellent. I thought
SmackDown's
this was
always good, though.
No, SmackDown hasn't been good.
No.
It has not been good. Raw is usually the winner. Again, you're just learning this, Josh. He loves the heels, so he loves SmackDown, which has always been the heels go to SmackDown to shine for some reason.
SmackDown was good when Jinder Mahal was champion. Okay,
like what?
Yes.
What?
Because it wasn't about the main title.
Have you lost your mind? Because I'll help you find it, Patrick.
No. Okay. Okay, that's fine.
Jinder Mahal, really?
The only reason I said that they were better is because they utilized every other thing besides the WWE Championship.
Hey, Josh, you know what Jinder Mahal was? He was a heel.
You're right. He was a heel.
But who did he feud with? AJ Styles. Love that feud. I love that title change that he had.
I bet you especially like AJ Styles now that he's back to being a heel, right? He doesn't want to say it.
No, I love AJ Styles regardless. It doesn't matter if he's a face or heel. What I like is that they're actually doing something with Carl Anderson and Luke Gallows.
No, I enjoy that too.
Well, by the way, do you have the same trepidation about that you do about KO?
Absolutely.
Okay, all right. All right.
I'm concerned when they go back and they rehash these old ideas that they're just going to do it for a few weeks to get everyone excited and then let it go.
See, I don't think so. I do not.
Would you be excited if they put Balor in there with them?
I would be excited.
We haven't had a really good faction in a long time.
I would be
excited. Except on NXT.
No, mm-hmm. I would be excited if AJ attacked Balor. If AJ, Carl, and Gallows attacked Balor, Balor forms another club, a new thing to counteract against them.
But I'll tell you this, or I'll ask you this. Does the casual fan know the history to where that would make sense to the casual fan?
It doesn't have to, but we can go back and watch what they did, you know, I think it was Extreme Rules a few years ago, between Balor and AJ to see that these two can put on good matches.
Mm-hmm. Now, listen.
The story can tell itself later. We can rehash that later.
I agree with you, but let me put a twist on this. I think Josh is right. I think they should put him in there. Those two led the faction at different times. So eventually, who's the leader? AJ? Or is it Balor?
Okay.
Then you get the match that you're talking about. With so much buildup getting into it that the people who don't know about the history now have a new history.
Only do that if you're going to do one thing. And this is, for me, going to make some people pop in here. You only do that the week before WrestleMania, just so that way, when the Undisputed Era get called up, you have the Undisputed Era versus the Club.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I completely agree. Yeah.
If you give me that match, absolutely. Four-on-four
tag
match.
That for sure.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. Down with that for sure. All right, so we disagree a little bit about whether Heyman and Bischoff have had an effect. Two out of the three of us think they have. Let's get to WWE Extreme Rules and the matches that are happening. We are recording this on a Saturday afternoon, a stormy Saturday afternoon. This pay-per-view happens tomorrow night, so we're going to give you our predictions, starting off with the WWE Cruiserweight Championship match between champion Drew Gulak, our guy, versus former champion Tony Nese. I'm going to go first on this. I think Gulak retains.
By the way, I just want to point this out tonight. That tonight, if you're listening to it on the Saturday, Evolve is having their pay-per-view on the WWE Network, and Gulak is going up against the King of Bros, Matt Riddle, in a match tonight. So that's going to be good to watch. But I think Drew Gulak retains. I really think they're pushing him a lot, and I love it.
I think if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I'm going to go with Gulak as well.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, last man standing match between Braun Strowman and Bobby Lashley. Are they going to try to step it up even further from what they did last on Raw a couple weeks ago, where Strowman drove Bobby Lashley through the Titantron? There are lots of pyrotechnics and all that kind of stuff. I thought it was done really well. We talked about that on the last podcast as far as camera angles and things like that. I feel sorry for Braun Strowman because why is he being held back? This guy should be the champion. I don't know why he isn't. Is it backstage heat, or is it just management not realizing what they have with him? Bobby Lashley cannot talk. He'll never be able to talk. The best thing he had going for him is when he actually had a front man. I've never liked Bobby Lashley. He's a great athlete, but I've never really liked him as a wrestler. I thought I liked him better as a mixed martial artist. I had to go with Strowman on this.
I'm going to go Sherman on this one as well. I love what they're doing with both of them, though, by the way. But I think Strowman wins this match.
I'm also going to go with Strowman. I just don't see where you go if Lashley wins, what you do with him. He's always going to, in my opinion, be the guy that's always missing the one thing to make him the guy.
I mean, if he beats Strowman, you kind of have a better, like a mega heel now, like in the sense of a very strong heel.
I see the continuing theme now.
Do you?
Yeah, I definitely see it.
Your love of heels. But it's
No, what I'm saying is
you do you, man.
No, it's what okay. I'm saying is if Seth retains tonight, which we'll get to in a bit, who does he face?
That's a good point.
Baron Corbin's gone. He's already faced him three times. I'm done with Baron Corbin. Give me someone new. Give me a new heel that he needs to face. That's why I'm always looking out for the heels, because I want to know what's next.
Speaking of heels, or we don't know if they're heels or not, and this match, very disappointing. He Who Knocks is actually Cesaro going up against Aleister Black. Now, I want to say that this is going to be a killer match. It really is.
It's going to be so good.
It's going to be a good match, but it's disappointing from the angle that they were working on. You know, that it's Cesaro that sits down. I wanted to see him go up against... I was hoping they'd bring someone from the NXT up. I was hoping, against hope, that Velveteen Dream would be the guy who sat down.
Do you know who I would have wanted to see? Buddy Murphy. I would have wanted to see Buddy Murphy versus Aleister Black, but I will take Cesaro versus Aleister Black any day of the week.
I mean, I think obviously...
By the way, Aleister Black's going to win.
Yeah. Oh, Aleister Black, yeah.
But with the whole He Who Knocks thing, did anybody else kind of think it was Bray? Or was I the only one?
That would have been good, too.
We all thought it was, but then you're in a weird predicament where both guys are kind of coming back. Who wins in that scenario?
All right, who'd you say was going to win?
Aleister.
Okay, all right. SmackDown Tag Team Championship triple threat match between Daniel Bryan and Rowan, who are the current champs, the New Day, champs, that is, the New Day, and my guys, Heavy Machinery.
Give them all the belts.
Give them everything.
Just do it.
Are you talking about New Day or Heavy Machinery?
Heavy Machinery. Okay.
All right, so here's the thing. I think Bryan and Rowan are probably going to retain, but I'm not going to pick them because I'm going to go with my heart here. My heart used to be with the New Day, but someone else came along that stole my heart, and his name is Otis. Otis Dosovich, you my boy. I'm going Heavy Machinery.
I'm in the same predicament as you are. I want to pick Daniel Bryan and Rowan, but I feel like they might do a shock title change in this scenario to kind of build up SummerSlam, you know? And what better person do you want to build up SummerSlam with then the guy who can do the caterpillar better than anyone I've ever seen? I'm going with Heavy Machinery. I can't believe I just said that out loud.
I'm going to be realistic here. I want to pick
Heavy
Machinery.
Thank God one of us is.
I want to pick Heavy Machinery as well, but Bryan and Rowan. I just don't see them.
You're probably going to be right, but who cares? I'm sticking with my guys. All right, Raw Tag Team Championship match between The Revival and The Usos. I know that Patrick likes The Revival. I get it. I do not like them. I just don't. The Usos are a better tag team.
Because you're not a top guy.
Yeah. Well, whatever. I'm the top guy in this room. The Usos. The Usos versus The Revival. The Revival are the champs. I'm sorry, the Usos, this is one of those things where the Usos and New Day put on some of the best tag team matches that we've seen in decades, and now everything kind of pales compared to it. I don't know if the Revival can step up enough to make that good of a match, but unfortunately, in my case, I believe the Revival are going to retain.
He's all shocked. Remember what I said about the Jinder Mahal era? And you looked at me crazy. Both of you did. That's how I feel now that when you said, I don't know if the Revival can put on good matches. I'm with Patrick on this.
Are
you insane?
I don't like those. We don't fly.
Did you see the two? The 2 out of 3 falls match that them and DIY had at NXT Toronto? Did you?
I did not.
Okay, go back and watch that.
I will not go back and watch it. You know why?
Did you see?
Because I don't like them. So why would I go back and watch someone
because
I don't like?
Because you like DIY.
Because they go hard all day, all night.
Okay, did you see the triple threat match between them, AOP, and DIY?
No.
Fantastic match. Go back and watch that. These guys can put on fantastic matches. I've seen it before. They can do this again.
Hey, who's the AOP?
Oh, my goodness.
That's a joke.
Okay.
Because we haven't seen him on TV.
I know, exactly.
Forever.
I'm still kind of ticked about that. If they were...
And I'm sorry, out of the three, DIY should have come up first. But they've become better wrestlers being singles.
Singles, I agree. For me, I'm going to go with the revival in this one. The Usos are going to come close. I think this is going to be another fantastic match. Every match on the card seems really good to me, but I will go with the revival.
This is going to be an absolute barn burner. You have two of the best tag teams in the company, but I'm going to go revival as well.
All right. United States Championship match between Ricochet and AJ Styles.
Yes.
Ricochet is going to retain. This is going to be a great match, but then the Good Brothers are going to come in and they're all just going to beat up Ricochet just because they can.
I think AJ wins this title. I think AJ wins because he's going to have the Good Brothers to help him. I think AJ is going to be like that Bullet Club heel that he was at one point in time and kind of rely on, you know, some help to help him through these matches. This is going to be a heck of a match too. I'm excited for this, but give me AJ.
I'm going to go AJ as well. I just don't see why you would stop the push. Or not stop the push, but have him lose right now once he's so hot.
I just think you need to establish him even more as the heel they're pushing him towards and beating him up more, and then beating him at SummerSlam would work.
Well, I mean, you need to establish the faction as soon as possible. And what better way than having the United States champion with you?
Okay. All right. SmackDown's Women's Championship handicap match between Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross on one side, Bayley on the other side. I don't really get this.
I don't either.
I don't get it. I think this is more to establish Bayley and Nikki Cross more than Alexa Bliss. She's just kind of like the third wheel in this. And she hasn't even been there for the last couple weeks.
Well, she's been sick.
Yeah. And so I just don't know. I'm going to go ahead and say Bayley retains.
I think Bayley retains. This to me makes no sense because, again, Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross are Raw superstars. Why the heck are they fighting for the SmackDown title?
Fuck hard rule.
The stupidest rule.
Yes. It's so
anyway, I think Bayley retains. I hope she gets a little bit better competition for the SmackDown. I hope she faces Charlotte for the Women's Championship at SummerSlam.
Yeah, me too. What a great match that would be. All right, so who you got, Josh?
I'm going to say Bayley wins with Nikki Cross's help. I think Nikki does a turn.
I think it may be too early for that, but it could very well be possible.
Well, I mean, that could be the boiling point at SummerSlam.
All right, WWE Championship match between Kofi Kingston and Samoa Joe. I'm looking forward to this. As long as Samoa Joe stays healthy, this should be a really good match. Could this be when someone cashes in their money in the bank? Probably not, but it could. It's very well could be because we know Samoa Joe, they can just make him beat up Kofi Kingston. I mean, they could just do that and not care if he wins the title or not. I still, this is not where Kofi loses the title. I'm going Kofi.
Kofi doesn't lose the title here, but I agree with you. That would create an interesting dynamic if Brock was there on Sunday, because I know we've seen the reports that, you know, Fox really wants Brock on their TV because, you know, obviously with the MMA connection. I'm going to say Kofi wins this. And we might have a cash in, but Kofi wins this by the skin of his teeth.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'll agree with you there. I just don't see them putting the belt on Joe.
But they should.
Man, they should, they really, but I don't should see them doing it.
All right, two more matches to go, and then we'll finish this thing up. Raw's Women's Championship and Universal Championship on the line. Seth Rollins and Becky Lynch versus Baron Corbin and Lacey Evans for the titles. And if one of them lose, the other one loses too. This would be the best time to take the titles off of them and cause a rift between Becky and Seth.
This
would be the best time to do
this.
No, this would be the best time to do this so you can get rid of the angle.
Okay.
You can get rid of the angle. This is the old writers. Hopefully a new person has taken over. They realize how stupid this is, and this is the time. Then you make the two, you get two heels as champs, and you can move. So what? Here's I'm going with it because I think it's time. I think this is going to happen. Everyone thinks it's a done deal. This is easy to pick out that Becky and Seth are going to win. I think that Corbin is going to beat Seth Rollins, and cost Becky her title, and it will cost Becky her relationship with Seth. More drama. Quit shaking your head because you don't agree with what I'm saying, or you're scared that I might be right. That's what I'm going with, Patrick.
The second one, because they're stupid enough to do this. Don't, for the love of God, do that. Please. Because, cool, now we have this rift between the couple. This is what you should do. Have them win and then go, okay, you guys are in a relationship. We're just not going to bring it up again. Like, we can do it for the red carpets and all that stuff and on social media all we want, but let's not do a storyline together anymore. Okay? How about we just go back to being Becky the man and having Seth Rollins as the champion? Okay? Let's just go back to that. Those were simpler times. Have Seth versus Andrade again, please, for SummerSlam. Just give me that again. That's all I want. Then have Becky face whoever she wants. She could pick whoever she wants.
All right, so who you got?
I've got Seth and Becky, please, for the love. How about this? The only scenario I would see besides them just winning is that they win, Brock's music hits, he pushes Becky out of the way. Like, doesn't like, but he just pushes her out of the way. Seth gets upset, and Brock just beats the ever-living daylights out of him, cashes in, and pins him.
All right, Josh, what you got?
I don't know what would be worse, this angle continuing or Baron winning.
There's no win here. There's legitimately no win.
I'm sorry. I think Baron Corbin has the potential to be the ultimate heel.
He's got go away heat.
I like him as a heel, and I think it's getting better and better all the time.
Okay. But I'm going to go with Seth and Becky. Please just make them madness.
All right,
stop.
The final match, and I don't. Please don't let this be the final match, but it probably will be. You think they would have learned? But The Undertaker and Roman Reigns versus Shane McMahon and Drew McIntyre. The only way that I'm okay with this being a featured match is if someone comes in and interrupts that we're not expecting to cause something spectacular happen. But
Bray Wyatt.
That would be great. That would be great.
If
Bray Wyatt comes in and The Undertaker passes the torch to Bray Wyatt that would be the ultimate right there. It would be. We know these guys are going to work well. I'm not worried about Roman Reigns and Shane McMahon taking care of Undertaker. I am a little bit worried about Drew McIntyre because I think there are times when he's a little clunky and I'm afraid he might hurt him. But if the Bray Wyatt thing happened, that would be a great way to end the show. But ultimately, I say Undertaker and Roman Reigns win.
I think Undertaker and Roman Reigns. No, actually, I take that back. I think Shane McMahon and Drew McIntyre win due to the fact that Bray Wyatt is going to interfere.
Ooh, that's a good.
Because how are you going to keep the persona of the best in the world?
You know what? I got to jump in here, though. Kevin Owens comes out.
Ooh.
Yes. Because Kevin Owens has beef with Shane McMahon now. And
okay.
So Kevin Owens comes out and causes Shane and Drew to lose. It's no holds barred, which means there's no disqualification.
Look, we both could be right on this scenario.
I just don't want to see Taker take a Claymore. That scares me.
Yeah, same here. I do not want to see it. So who you got winning?
Roman and Taker.
All right, so there you go. This has been ESPN Inside the Ropes. For Patrick Brown, for Josh Swords, I am Lonzo. Tune in next week when we take you again inside the ropes.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.